In this bulletin, the federal government does not rule out bringing forward planned tax cuts. Two dead after another school shooting in the United States. And in football, Australia beats Jordan in World Cup qualifying. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. The federal government is not ruling out bringing forward planned tax cuts for middle-income earners. These cuts are presently due to start in 2022. But after a week of poor economic news, government frontbencher Peter Dutton has told the Nine Network the government will always consider ways in which it can cut taxes.
People can look to the Australian economy and have a level of reassurance about the settings that are in place, the tax cuts that are there, the way in which the government is managing the budget. And of course, we will always consider ways in which we can cut taxes to help people make decisions about their own spending, whether they invest into their home, another asset class, whether they put money into their small business, employ another trainee. We will do all of that.
This week, Australia suffered its biggest one-month fall in employment growth in more than 3 years. Weak wage growth is also continuing, and figures also showed poor retail sales. Two students are dead and three more are wounded after a shooting at a high school in the United States. A student opened fire in the morning at a high school in Santa Clarita, northwest of Los Angeles. He then shot himself. He is in a grave condition in hospital. Two of three students wounded are in a critical condition. Alex Villanueva from the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department says authorities responded quickly to reports of the shooting.
Within 2 minutes, at 7:40, our first units arrived on scene and encountered in the quad area of the school multiple victims, gunshot wounds. There were a total of six victims who were promptly triaged and transported to the local hospitals for treatment. Among those who were transported turned out to be the suspect, who is currently in the hospital in grave condition, and he's a male Asian, 16 years of age, and a student of the school.
Details of phone intercepts have been released, which investigators say reveal Moscow's influence over pro-Russian rebels accused of downing a Malaysia Airlines flight over Ukraine. MH17 was shot out of the sky in July 2014 over territory held by pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine as it flew from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur. All 298 people on board died, including 38 Australians. David Nelson, Senior Investigations Officer at Australian Federal Police, says contacts between Russia and the rebels intensified in the first half of July 2014.
In addition to regular telephones, the rebels used secure means of communication. A number of these seemed to be provided by the Russian Federation and, moreover, used by Russian top officials in their contact with the fighters.
The team has published the phone numbers and recordings of conversations they had about administrative, financial and military business on its website. A Monash University professor says there needs to be stronger action to address Australia's high rate of filicide because cases haven't reduced over the past decade. A national report found almost one child dies every fortnight at the hands of a parent, prompting Australia's first filicide conference to be held in Melbourne. Emeritus Professor Thea Brown says parents who struggle to cope are vulnerable to committing filicide, and stepfathers are also overrepresented as perpetrators.
We have got to the point where we think that we need to bring the issue to a conference in Australia, because Australia has a high rate of filicide compared to other similar countries, and there's been no systematic effort to address the problem to date.
The Italian government has declared a state of emergency in Venice due to flooding. The northern Italian city has been damaged by the highest tide it has had in 50 years and the second highest tide it has ever had. It has caused floods that have damaged world-famous monuments as well as homes and businesses. The government has issued a special decree allocating $33 million in immediate financial aid to help the city. Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte says flooding is a blow to the heart of Italy. He says he has seen how upset local people are after visiting victims.
I perceived great distress after visiting damaged areas and meeting locals. Great distress. Today I spoke to a newsstand owner, Mr. Walter, who saw his kiosk collapse in the Giudecca Canal. He lost everything. You can imagine what it means for someone who owns a commercial activity to see all his world drowning in the water.
In football, Australia is a perfect 4 wins from 4 games in World Cup qualifying after beating Jordan in Amman 1-0. The Socceroos got the lead after a goal from striker Adam Taggart in the 13th minute and held onto it after a save late in the match from goalkeeper Matt Ryan. Ryan says the Socceroos put in a mature performance.
Very proud of the boys and the grit and the grind it took to, you know, to close out the result in the end. I think it was a mature performance, and it was nice that we ticked another box in being able to get over the line and finish the job off with a clean sheet and a nice win. So it was very pleasing.
And now we'll look at today's weather. Perth, sunny, 38. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 20. Melbourne, a shower or two, 18. Hobart, a possible shower, 16. Canberra, mostly sunny, 25. Wollongong, sunny, 31. Sydney, mostly sunny, 32. Newcastle, smoke conditions, 32. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 33. Cairns, partly cloudy, 31. And Darwin, similar conditions, 36. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.